Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I love about this sweatshirt is how flattering it is.
Mine has some reindeer games hanging between my legs.
It does. Mine just looks like I have a beer belly.
Do we look festive, John?
Do we look festive?
Wait.
Pretty. Festive with our now? Coors Light. Because yeah, people know it's warm.
Wow, these girls are desperate.
They're desperate for booze, drinking warm Coors Lights. So refreshing. Well, you know, we had a different outfit. We bought these outfits like
a couple years ago.
Like four years ago. We got these really, and this was what was really funny, John. We had this idea that we were going to buy these outfits and we wanted to roast marshmallows. Like, we literally bought them for the situation that we wanted to have. So we bought these cute little, they're like thermal little shorts, onesies.
Yeah. Long sleeve. Button up.
Shorts though.
Yeah.
Like little fleecies. And then these like over the knee socks, you know, to be like super cute.
So cute for us to have a girl's night.
Yeah. And we never actually wore them. But then I thought, oh, how cute. Like we should wear those for our little episode. I was in different shape back 4 years ago. I put that outfit on and all I thought was, if you want to have really bad self-esteem, wear a matching outfit with your friend that's 20 years younger and one of the most fit people you've ever met.
I had told, okay, well, first of all, let's address my sweater.
Oh, yeah. For those who are watching or, well, are just listening, you got to go.
If you're listening, I'll probably post this on my Instagram and you'll probably see it before you listen to this episode. Beyond Clothing. Thanks, guys.
It's pretty glorious.
I would like to tell you, you could get this sweater from Beyond Clothing, but you can't because they made it for me.
It's amazing.
I get this. Really, I get a package. Well, one, they sent me a package with a new jacket and this long sleeve. It's really nice. And then a couple days later, I get another one. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, oh, I wonder if because I haven't like worn it and posted about it yet.
Yeah.
You know,
they thought you forgot.
I'm like, maybe they thought she didn't get it.
Yeah.
And we just sent her another one. I open it and it has this little card and it's like, Merry Christmas. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's cute.
I open it to this.
It's amazing. It's for anyone that won't be watching. I'll try to describe it. It's like a 3D. It's like, it's got like snowflakes that are 3D all over it. Pretty obnoxious. And then, a reindeer that's kind of 3D, but the antlers are sticking out. And then it has these rings that you can throw so that Brooke can try to catch them on the antlers. And I don't want to brag or anything, but I got two in a row.
She did.
I did.
I have not yet. I haven't taken this out for a full spin yet. Gina just test drove it.
Test drove it. I like how when you sit down, the rings just sit in your crotch.
Who wants to play some reindeer games?
Oh my gosh.
If a guy was wearing this sweater,
yeah,
I for sure would probably be like, oh, what are those rings for? I wouldn't have even looked at the antlers. I would have thought like, oh, it's right, just to try and get it on his dick.
Right. To catch it.
All right, sir. We're going to need you to be very erect because I am not good at this game. The antlers are not super stiff. You know, they're like,
it's actually kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you did
it. It's not easy. I did.
Welcome back to our episode.
Welcome to Between the Reps.
Yeah. With Brooke and Gina. This is our Christmas Eve episode. And what we wanted to talk about a little bit, we're going to talk about some diet stuff. Christmas. Mm-hmm. festivities and traditions that we have. And then also we've brought some of our favorite, this is definitely like very girly. We've brought some of our favorite either makeup items or like getting ready things that we love.
That we love. Yeah.
That we're going to
I only share have like three things.
I have a few more than three.
You do. You're more adventurous with makeup and stuff.
And it's not even adventurous. It's constantly trying to find a way to look better.
No.
Yes, it is. Like, and I've had a few companies that have sent me stuff to try.
Right.
Too Faced sent me a bunch of stuff. Tarte has sent me some stuff. Okay. Two companies have sent me stuff. Everything else.
So just, many companies.
And everything else I've bought and... I even buy some of their stuff. They only sent me stuff to try one time. Anyways, yeah. I'm constantly trying to find, like every time I've done like a movie or I've been on set where I've had like a makeup artist work with me, I always ask them like, what if you could give me the items or products that I've like got to use that you find like work really, really well, whatever it is, can you write them down for me so I can go and buy them?
Right.
So that's another way how I've like tried to find new things.
Yeah.
And then that's smart. Like, and then depending on, you know, the time of the month, maybe I need more.
Well, I don't even have that anymore. And I woke up with this giant zit above my eye. It's like, I feel like it's like casting a shadow on my eye.
I was going to say something.
But... it's big. I don't know what's up with that. I feel like you get to a certain age where you shouldn't have wrinkles and zits. Like it should be like, okay, now I've like gone into like, you know, the aging phase of my life. So now I'm just going to have wrinkles to deal with. It shouldn't have to be both.
I agree.
Yeah. It's just not fair, but you know, yeah, it's just unfortunate.
I've been breaking out. I mean, I break out, but I've been breaking out. They call it like the hormonal area.
Yeah.
Like right here.
Oh, and around your chin.
Yeah.
Like your down
jawline.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you can't even.
That's like entering your 30s right there.
You can't even pop them.
No, they're just like cysts. They hurt.
They're just like underground. And you like accidentally knock it. It's like stubbing your toe. Oh, yeah. Well,
I gotta say, this one is like it's like a goose egg. It really, it's, I keep touching it. It's probably just going to make it worse.
It's not protruding as much as you think it is.
Well, it's a day two. You should have seen it yesterday. That's why I didn't really leave the house. How vain. How vain am I? I won't leave the house because I have a zit.
You won't leave the house.
Instead of a bad hair day, I'm having a bad face day.
You won't leave the house because you have a zit, but we filmed our podcast with Aaron like the day after you had a laser done to your face.
I know. That's true.
In fact, why don't you tell them what you did?
Well, I did it. So I did an IPL.
Okay.
But I had done it years ago. Probably in my like mid-30s.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it stands for, to be honest, but it's an IPL laser. It's a certain kind of laser. And what it's supposed to do is it hurts. I mean, they have to numb your whole face and they zap your whole face. And then it's supposed to bring any of like the sun damage up. And then it's supposed to make it, it gets really, really dark. And then it's supposed to slough off.
Okay. So your face just peels.
But it doesn't really peel though. It's more like just the brown spots will slough off. So it's not like your whole face will peel. It doesn't dry your whole face out. But it was weird because she told me that I would go home and it'd probably be like really hot. And it was really hot like when I got it done. And then she said, you know, you're probably gonna need like cortisone cream and all this stuff. And then I didn't need anything. So I don't know if like, you know, what she did tell me?
Hmm.
I guess this is a good thing. I don't know. She said that I have thick skin.
I have thin skin.
You're in trouble.
I do. I have thin skin.
But no, that's what she said. She said for aging, it's good to have thick skin. And so she was like, she kept like pulling on my skin. But then I was wondering like, well, maybe because my skin's so thick, maybe I need to go back and do it again.
You're like, can you turn the power of the laser up?
It was up. I mean, like it hurt though. Like I didn't feel it.
Like a numbing cream on your face?
I had numbing cream on. Oh my God. She was like getting up in here, like around my nose.
If I've learned anything about, if you're doing something where you need numbing cream.
Yeah.
Put it everywhere.
Yeah, we told that story. You learned that the hard way when you got your vagina lasered.
I need to go back to, that's one thing I want to, I keep having a moment where I remember that I want to do this. And then I immediately forget about it every time I have a moment to call and schedule laser hair removal.
Yeah, it really is the best thing.
What all do you have lasered?
What do I have lasered?
Yeah, just your vagina.
My vajayjay and my armpits.
Yeah, I need to do my
armpits. It's really good because like for me, I have, I'm so pale.
Yeah.
And then I have dark, dark hair. So like even when I would shave, you know, you'd see all the dots.
Yeah, my sister's
isn't as bad because you're blonde hair.
My sisters have darker hair than I do. It's like their legs too.
Yeah. My legs aren't as much like my lower leg used to be. I don't know. I think I'm like at that aging process where like I have hair coming out. Like I'll probably have like like bald patches. I don't know. I just don't have as much hair that grows on my legs anymore.
I feel like I turned 30 and now I still grow the same amount of hair on my head, which is not much. And well, I have a lot of it actually. It just doesn't grow
right.
Very long or thick. But I'm like growing hair everywhere else.
Right. Well, that is the strange thing. Like my hair on my head was thinning, but then the hair on my face was getting thicker. So it's just, and this does not make any sense to me at all. And I was just talking to somebody about this. How is it that my hair grows so fast, right? That I have to get my gray covered.
Yeah.
Every 3 weeks now, but it doesn't get any longer.
Well, I can ask the same question.
What is happening? I don't, like, is it just breaking off?
It's probably hormonal.
I don't know.
I mean, that's like just a guess. Cause that's my guess for me. Cause I've had, genetically, my mom and my sister, same thing. I have two sisters. One of them though has so much hair, thick, long, dark hair.
Hater.
And then my other sister has hair like me. It's like a lot of hair, but really fine, mm-hmm. Like baby fine. But genetically, I produce a lot of estrogen, mm-hmm. But I don't naturally produce progesterone as much as I need. Mm. And so
I don't know how that relates to hair, but you're right.
Progesterone is like the pregnancy hormone.
Right.
So okay. It's like what makes your hair long and mm-hmm. your nails grow.
Oh, I probably don't have any of that.
Maybe not. We both have pretty thin nails.
Yeah. Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to hear about our hair and our nails
like,
anymore.
God, you guys are a mess.
Okay. So but
yeah, laser hair removal.
Yeah. Laser hair removal is good. I would recommend it for anybody that, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm going to do it.
I mean, shaving bumps.
I'm going to do bumps. It.
Oh, this fire is.
Having a hot flash?
Oh, yeah.
All right. But it's for the ambiance.
I know.
So let's see how
I know.
Long
I'm
going to
stick with
it
just so we can have this fire in our background.
Christmas. This is my favorite holiday.
Mine too.
I just like it a lot.
I do too.
I mean, I like it a lot more when I'm home with my family. I'm going to be home for my mm-hmm. for Christmas with my family. Do you have traditions?
Yeah, I think we talked about this last year.
Yeah,
I do, but not. You know, I mean, it's just kind of it's changed over time because of again, who's hosting.
So, what was it like when you were growing up?
Oh, when I was growing up, my parents hosted everything. So, like, you know, we had to wait till the tops of the trees. You couldn't see them, and then you could open your presents, and then each person had to open a present one at a time. It took forever, and as the family got bigger and bigger and bigger.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go back. You had to wait till the tops of the trees. You couldn't see them.
Yeah, because that was like my parents' way of like getting us to shut the hell up about like when are we gonna open presents? When are we gonna open presents? When are we gonna open presents? And so they'd be like, well, when you can't see the tops of the trees. I don't know why. It just meant that it was dark enough to where like, when you looked outside.
I was like, damn, you guys had so many presents?
No, it was.
You guys can't open any of these until we finish bringing them in. You'll know Santa's come.
Not the height of how many.
You'll know Santa's come when you can't see the top of the tree.
No, sorry. Yeah, I should have explained that better. So yeah, when you couldn't see the tops of the tree. So
like
it
outside.
Just meant that it was dark enough. So then that way we weren't asking them every second about when were we going to open our presents? So yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, it was always just, you know, huge. And then Christmas Day was always at my grandma's and there was always had to be like a wrapping paper fight at the end. You know, everyone's like tearing in. Cause my mom's side was like very like methodical and like you had to open one at a time and you had to stop and you had to thank them. I mean, it literally was like the longest thing. And then at my grandma's on my dad's side, it was like a free for all. As soon as someone's handing a present, they're like ripping through it and they're all over the place. And then it would just erupt into this like giant gift wrapping, you know, you ball it up and just, throw it at each other. That's my Christmas tradition.
Did you do for your parents? Because you guys, both families were in the same area.
Uh-huh.
Because there's people, I mean, I have never had to do it. Mm-hmm. But my sister, she did. Were you like, 1 year with one family, next year with next family?
No, because we were always all here. So it just worked out to where Christmas Eve was always my mom's side. Mm-hmm. And then Christmas Day was always my dad's side.
Nice. We would alternate because both my parents, my mom's side, my dad's side, same area too. Uh-huh. And we would alternate just where we went first.
Right.
And we'd go to both the day before and the day
after. Yeah. 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 It's, I mean, and like I said, it's changed. And, you know, now my kids... You know, just trying to get them. I was saying that about Thanksgiving, just trying to get them because now they all have significant others.
Yep.
Except for, I mean, Ruby has a boyfriend, but that's not the same thing. But, you know, one's married, one, you know, they all have like their other, well, with their dad and I split up now. Now they have that. Although we still try to do Christmas together as a family. He and I and the kids. And then, you know, but now they all have to go to like their other parents' house. So Jordan was so funny this year. He goes, Mom, Sammy, his girlfriend, she planned dinner on Christmas Eve with her parents, like stressed. And I was like, that's okay, babe. Like I never want to make my kids feel, I hate it when parents do that. Like make them feel guilty. Like I know how it is trying to make everybody happy. I said, that's okay. And he's like, but Christmas Eve's my favorite. And I was like, I go, okay, well, how about this? I said, you know, your brother also has had some trouble making it to Christmas Eve. I'll call Aunt Michaela. Maybe we can do it a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay. So he was very excited. So now we're going to do Christmas Eve at like 3:30 so that we can do all the stuff. And then he can go to dinner, you know, then Joey will go with his girlfriend's or his fiance's family and all that. So yeah, it's ever changing as they get older.
As I've got older and my immediate family's grown, mm-hmm. now there's so many people that we do a lot at just my mom's house.
Right.
And then we'll go and just like,
oh, and do like a little drop
just in. Just like drop in. But when I was growing up, we would do, so if we were alternating, say like whatever year it is, I'm going to my dad's side. You'd go there, have dinner, and then we would, this is actually really funny. So we would play out the nativity.
Oh, you know, you told me this. We have a whole episode from last year. Yeah. You told me this.
Yeah. We're going to talk about it again because we have so many new listeners.
I was dying when you said that. I was cracking up. Yeah.
We would play out the nativity.
Yeah.
If there was any babies, they were always the baby. Jesus. And then I'd be like the angel.
Oh, of course you were.
And we have like, my grandma has all the outfits. So you like get all the kids dressed up. So you have like, you know, the wise men. And
so when you say you played it out, like, was it an actual play? Like went up and then you were like, I'm the guy in the inn. And I said, no, you guys can't stay here.
You can't stay here.
And then they moved on. Like, are there words to it?
My grandpa would read it.
Oh, and then you guys would like act it mm-hmm. out.
So my grandpa would read the nativity mm-hmm. and we would act it out.
That's cute.
Yeah. And then it was kind of also like a, not a talent show. We would always, cause some of the kids like either played piano or guitar and I grew up singing. So you'd come prepared and then kids would like do a talent.
Wow. What if you didn't
for
have
like
a
the
talent?
Whole family? Then you didn't do it.
Oh
yeah. And if you
what
were
a loser
and I always like kind of hated doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was embarrassed.
Oh, see, we used to always do, my cousins and I, we'd like go upstairs and we'd like play songs and like make up dances to it and come downstairs and do it for everyone.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like Christmas stuff. It was like, when was, I still remember it. It was to
the song or the dance?
No, both. It was.
Should we do it and teach me and we'll do it for TikTok, for our new TikTok?
I don't remember the whole thing, but it was Mr. Lee. You know that song? It was like in Stand By Me and it goes, 1, 2, 3, hey. Look at Mr. Lee, 3, 4, 5. Hey, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Oh, Mr. Lee. And we would like do this little thing and we'd do this little like butt thing when it went pew, pew. Go 1, 2, 3. Hey, pew.
We would like,
I don't know why I remember that.
And we've had, I mean, all ages too. So like when I was like really young, there was always like the older kids. Mm-hmm. So it was always just chaos and games and playing and you'd go outside because at my grandparents' older house, there was still an upstairs, downstairs. And they also lived on a property that had like a big pond in the back.
Yeah.
It was like a community, I guess. And so we'd always go outside and like try and fuck with the swans because there were swans everywhere.
You're going to say like play football or something. No. We all go outside and
play football.
Fuck with the swans.
We were little. We would just like try and mess with them. They're mean.
They are mean.
Yeah.
We had geese at our pond growing up and one latched onto Erica's butt one time and she was like literally like four, like running up the hill and the thing was like attached to her, like she's screaming, crying. They are. They're not nice. And they're not nice animals.
Other traditions we would. So the biggest tradition from my dad's side of the family, which is like my absolute favorite and also why I believed in Santa Claus until I was in like, I'm not ashamed of this. 6th grade.
Of course you
like,
did.
I oh knew.
My God, such the baby of the family. Oh my gosh.
I like knew from a younger age
Yeah, we probably should have warned people if you're listening to this with your kids in the car.
I knew from a younger age, you know, that it wasn't, but I didn't want to know.
Right. So we were just talking about this. Yes.
So even though I knew, I still would be like, but there's a chance.
There's a chance
that, you know, what I know to be true could be wrong.
Right. Cause you want to believe in the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my kids, even up until, I think I said it before, but I had to break it to my kids this year. They are not getting Christmas stockings anymore. And
the only reason we still do stockings is because now we use it as a way for siblings to, we draw names.
Oh, so you give it to, you give them the gift in a stocking, you fill a stocking.
We fill a stocking.
Okay. Well, my stuff, well, so Ruby will still get it because I feel like it's only fair that she gets it for the same amount of years that the older kids did because she's 10 years younger than all three of them. Mm-hmm. So I had to break it to them because I was like, it is. And I got to tell you, the stress of my Christmas shopping this year is so much less than normal because I don't have these flipping stockings to do. And as they get older, you have to put cooler stuff in it, right?
Dude, we always got the same shit.
Oh, really? So I never did like candy and all that. I mean, it would be like real gifts.
There'd be like a gift, a real gift in there.
Yeah.
But there was always like the staples.
Uh-huh.
When I was young, we'd all get a 6-pack of Coca-Cola in the glass containers.
Uh-huh.
Always. And we had, I guarantee she doesn't have them anymore, but our stockings when I was young.
Uh-huh. Were they the huge ones? That's like Casey's family, my son-in-law.
The ones that were so long.
Yeah, the huge.
Like crocheted, like so long. And as you stuff them, they get longer. I'm sure my parents,
like stretched out.
No wonder at the bottom of every one of our stockings every year was like an orange, an apple,
just something
a banana.
To fill the space.
Yeah.
Fill the space.
Yeah. And then, but now it's like we always get, you'd always get like a new toothbrush. You'd get jerky.
Okay.
Always. And there was still always like some fruit in there. And then if you were getting like a new iPod, it'd be in there.
Right.
How they do like the little girls now, like they'll get like lip gloss or little things like that. Usually socks, underwear.
Socks are a good filler.
Yeah.
Socks and underwear are very good filler.
A new movie.
Yeah.
A DVD or VHS back in the day.
Yeah. Jordan and remember I was telling you like my kids will do lists. I've always asked them for lists because I start having like all of like my parents, everybody like ask me like, well, what do I get them? So
yeah, I was laughing at you the other day because you were talking about Ruby's list. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she has a list.
I'm like, I should make my mom a list.
but my older kids don't do lists anymore.
Just so you guys know, Ruby's 18.
She's 19.
19. Whew, and she's still doing lists.
Yeah. Well, I asked her for them.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'll give you my list.
I just don't want to make it sound like she's an asshole because I asked for the list. But when the older kids were younger, Jordan, Joey, Kylie, I would always ask them for a list. And Jordan and Kylie were always really good about giving me a list. And they always had like all these like different price points, like different CDs they wanted or movies or whatever. And Joey never finished a list or he would just tell me like two things. So then trying to make all their stockings the same, I would be like, well, shit. Like, I would just kind of like copy whatever Kylie and Jordan wanted into Joey's. And they still give me shit because I think 3 years in a row, no joke, Jordan and Kylie both wanted, I mean, I think at one point Jordan wanted like an NSYNC CD and Kylie wanted, I can't remember what she wanted, but, and then she liked, you know, like they had like specific movies they wanted. I got Joey the 98 Degrees CD.
Hell yeah.
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row?
3 years in a row because it was like a filler. It was like, oh, they need this and this. And I was like, I don't know what Joey wants to listen to. So I'll just get him this 98 Degrees. And then I don't know why. And the best part is he doesn't even like 98 Degrees. So he got, and so the second year that I did it, I don't know if I was just going off the memory. Like, you know how like you take like a bad memory and you just turn it around and you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like every time Nico gets you flowers.
Yeah. Every time you give me flowers, you'd give me the ones I was allergic to. But yeah, so it was like, I did it. Maybe it was only 2 years in a row. Three might be over exaggerating. But yeah, so it was like this ongoing joke, like, mom, what? Like, I don't even like 98 degrees. And now you've gotten it for me 2 years in a row. And I'm like, write a list.
Finish the list.
Give me a list or else you're just going to keep getting 98 degrees CDs every year.
Well, now to address the fact that I believed in Santa Claus for a really long time.
Oh, yeah, we are.
This is why I blame the most epic tradition you could ever have. I feel really confident being like, oh, I know this.
Okay, sorry.
I feel really confident in telling you guys, and I hate to break it to you, but like this trumps any tradition you could have.
You don't have to make yours better than everybody else's.
I didn't do it. My dad did.
Or well, my
great grandpa did. Okay, here's the tradition. Ready?
Yes, I know. You've told me this before. It's epic. Really, I want really to make everybody else
want to bring you home for Christmas so you can experience it.
I want. Oh, is your dad going to
still
do it for
happens?
Me?
Shut up. We still do it.
Still picks you up. Well, you have to tell
can't
what
pick
it is.
Me up. I'd probably pick him up. Okay.
I was going to say.
You go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot get out of bed mm-hmm. in the morning mm-hmm. until Santa wakes you up.
Ugh. Isn't that precious?
My whole life. Because they were doing it when my dad was a baby.
I want to come for Christmas, but I want your dad to carry me downstairs.
He might need to put you in a sled and pull you.
I just like.
So you'd stay in bed until you'd wake up to the sound of bells. Not joking. And now it's funny because like there's Christmas music that will play, and it almost like bothers me when I hear these like bells. But you'd hear the bells. You know he's there, and he's ho ho hoing. Comes in, Santa, gets you out of bed. He'd always pick me up. Was my grandpa pick me up and aww. Bring you out to the Christmas tree. You've got all of your presents. Plus, my mom, Santa, never wrapped his presents to us.
Right.
Our Santa gift is like set up.
Yeah.
So, same. Like, whatever it is you got, it was mm-hmm. like a bike, snowboard, dollhouse, right. music player. One year for my brother's boy, basketball hoop. And we set the basketball hoop up in our house.
In the living room.
Yes. And so you come out. And you see your stocking, and you see all these presents, and then all of a sudden you're like, holy shit, Santa? Gone. He's gone.
Oh.
And I remember every year, me and my cousins would like plan it. We're like, all right, I'm going to see the reindeer this year. I'm going to run outside. As soon as he picks me up, takes me out. But before I look at any presents, I'm going to run outside. You know, I never did. Ran outside. Because I was so in awe right. of everything and all the, all you know, all the magic.
Yeah.
And then he just snuck out the front door and would leave.
He's a sneaky little sucker.
And he still comes. So that's why I still
what you're trying to say is you still believe in Santa.
But so like my family, my dad loves to tell a story too about when my grandpa was, I think he was really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And my great grandma dressed up.
Oh, that's so cute.
And went and like did all of
and
it.
Did and
she's
it.
Like just this tiny little woman. And it was about just like the tradition so and the magic. And they have, yeah. you know, back then they didn't just do our family. My grandpa would go and do family of family. It was like our
right
kindred or whatever. And they'd start.
What are you like from the Appalachian Mountains or something?
Isn't that the word? Kindred?
They're my kindred.
Is that what that's what
like
right
your
word?
Kin.
My
yeah.
kin.
No, yeah. Your
my kin. My kin. So like now. They would start really early. Like this isn't like 9 a.m.
Oh, I was going to say you have to start like 6.
Yeah. Or earlier. Mm. So each family, my Aunt Lene loves to be up like the first.
Uh-huh.
So, but there's so many families that they would like plan their route and you'd have to start really early and you'd hit each house. And so we were always up around like 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
7 maybe. And now it's like we like go to bed because my brother is a single dad of three and I come home and we all stay at my parents' house. My mm-hmm. other sister with all of her kids, they stay at theirs and just come over after Santa wakes them up and they do their presents. They come over in the morning.
Right.
But we'll lay there. And I remember when I was older and we didn't have any, there were no grandkids. It was just me and my siblings.
Right.
And you still could not get out of bed until Santa got to the house. And we would like just be anticipating it like early in the morning. Like you couldn't sleep. Yeah, Santa comes, takes you out.
It's really cute.
Bam. Done. And now a new tradition is like my mom starts coffee early in the morning and we drink Bailey's at like 6 a.m.
That's
wouldn't.
A good one. I like that one.
Yeah, when I was young, you
wait,
would.
Does Santa have to come wake you up to take you down for the Bailey's?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. But we like, when I was little, the rule was this too. We'd come out, we'd do all of our Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as it was all done, we would kind of clean everything up.
Mm-hmm.
You would take all of your presents into your room, and we would always like get showered and cleaned up and like put on one of our new Christmas outfits to, cause then we're going to be going to like grandma's house for breakfast. We do both sides, and we'd make our beds and we'd lay all of our presents out on
all
our
your
bed.
Loot.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So we would do that.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Then you go to grandma's house, have breakfast. And my mom's side, we have tradition where we have this breakfast Christmas quiche that my grandma always made. And we only have it on Christmas Day. They don't make it any other time during the
What's
year.
What's in it?
Oh, man.
Everything? So,
yeah. It's like, it's in this really thick pan.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt will make like two or three pans of it. And it's hash browns.
Oh, it's like layered?
It's like hash browns with big old hunks of ham.
Oh, yum.
Throughout the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma, and they would get cheese, like a block of cheese, and cut it into cubes. So
oh,
in,
so
in the eggs, yeah, in the eggs, you have like chunks of cheese, ham, heavy cream in there. So bad for you. Butter.
Butter.
Butter. Yeah. And it's just like this thick, amazing quiche topped with cheese. And it's so bad and so good. And we only have it one time a year.
And then you just eat a very small portion of it.
Back then, I probably just was like,
just mowed it.
What are calories? Who knew?
Right.
Who knew?
Yeah. And then we would open presents like that at grandma's house. We always do a gift exchange with kids and stuff. So you'd draw names.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd exchange your gifts. And then we'd go to my dad's side or vice versa and do the gift exchange, because we'd also draw names on that side of the family, all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go home. My mom be like, all right, let's clean up this Christmas tree. My mom has it like.
Oh, yeah. Like, like it's gone.
It is gone.
See, we would always keep ours up till like right after New Year's.
I feel like now.
I feel like it's so much work to put everything up. I want to like leave it up a little bit longer.
Well, I feel like now, or not now, even like just as I was a little bit older, my mom was more likely to wait a few days before like really tearing it down.
Right.
But when I was growing up, it was down. If not the day of Christmas, the day after. Done.
I'm cleaned up. Shit. I've been cooking for like 2 weeks.
Yep.
In preparation.
And then other traditions is my mom does candy, like doing candy. And my grandma, they would do it at my grandma's house, her mom. And like weeks leading up to Christmas, and they would just be doing candy. And they would make, because they would do big trays, and then my mom, they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
But back then there was more types of candy they would do.
Right.
So but they make these big trays, and that's kind of like, they would take them to their friends,
yeah.
Neighbors, whatever, but they would do sugar cookies. My grandma's sugar cookie recipe is out of
too.
This world.
Yeah.
Hardtack candy, multiple flavors, peanut brittle, fudge, caramels, and then different types of bread. So you'd have like banana bread, carrot bread, a lemon poppy seed. Oh, and they would do carrot cake.
Wow.
And they would do like caramel corn. Dude, all kinds of stuff. Seriously. So now I go
thinking,
home.
How is everyone in your family not like 400 pounds? Like, that's all I can think of.
One time a year. One time a year, you just let loose. Yeah, so now like when I'll go home for Christmas and they will have already made all their trays, mm-hmm. like all the plates. And once they're all made, they're just like left over. And so I usually will wake up in the morning and have coffee and cut a slice of delicious
little cake, little candy.
Yeah. Like when nice. I was home for Thanksgiving, I had, my mom makes this shredded apple pie that is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had pie for breakfast.
I mean,
every
I hear
day.
That's what they do in Europe. So
pie for breakfast,
nothing,
for dessert.
Nothing wrong with that. Little dessert first.
Yeah. Dessert first.
So speaking of food, how do you not go off the rails? Or do you?
Okay, so we wanted to talk about diet.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like I got a message on social media the other day kind of asking about travel, mm-hmm. and diet when you travel. And it's the same thing for traveling as it is for holidays or events. You have to know what is the most important to you at that time. And I think it's important for you to remind yourself that having a trip where your diet can't be exactly how you want it to be, because maybe you're traveling. I find when you're going out of the country, it can be very difficult to get the things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're going home for the holidays. Having like that little bit of time where you indulge in certain things that you don't eat regularly,
Right.
It's not going to derail you so much. It's not going to do so much damage. So you have to decide, like, what is the most important to you? If the trying certain things, or, you know, having the breakfast quiche Christmas morning, or having some pie for breakfast and lunch and dinner, or,
right,
you know, all these things, if that is something that is like kind of close to your heart because it's tradition and it's family and there's like, it's like the whole experience for that whole thing, mm-hmm. then you just have to practice having a little and not having the whole thing.
Right.
You know, and that's
like
a great way.
You don't have to eat all the cookies.
Yeah. You don't have to have all the cookies. They'll still be there.
They'll still be there.
You know, mm-hmm. and so you can kind of really practice of having a little, but you don't need to eat. Yeah, just portion control. Mm-hmm. And if you're someone who is maybe in the beginning stages of trying to learn these things and learn portion control and learn how to stick to your diet because normally you don't at all, then these holidays come every year. So I've definitely had times where I really try to not have it at all because mm-hmm. my biggest goal and what matters the most is that I'm staying on my training and I'm staying on my diet. But another way that I think is super helpful with traveling or holidays and things like that is choosing your meal, mm-hmm. like choosing what meal that day or event or whatever is something that you really want to indulge in, mm-hmm. and then adjust the rest of your day for that.
Right.
And we do that. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this too. Right. Like if we're going to go out to dinner with friends, we're going to go to, you know, dinner and a movie or whatever. We kind of eat
pretty plain
the rest of the day.
Right.
A lot of like low fat stuff and lower carb. And because we're going to go somewhere and anytime you go out to eat,
we want to enjoy it.
Yeah. And you want to enjoy it.
Right.
So a great thing I think is a great tool for me and it might work for you is Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, what time is your family party? Gina's is at 3:00.
Right.
What are you going to have there? Well, if that wants to be the time where you kind of get to indulge, then you adjust your breakfast time.
And lunch.
Maybe you fast a little bit,
right,
and then eat really plain.
Well, and I think it's also important to make sure you don't go in starving. Because I think that's another thing is I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm going to eat all this food. So, you know, I'm not going to eat at all. Mm-hmm. And it's like that is not going to help at all. But you're right. You could like fast breakfast or like fasted cardio or something like that and then eat. But like my thing is that if I know I'm going to go somewhere, I'm going to do like, you know, 3 scoops of protein in a shake or something. So that
I think that's a great thing to do all the time anyways.
Starving. Right.
To make sure, especially when you're going out to eat or the holidays,
right.
It's a lot of rich food that is very high in fat and carbs. So you're not going to be hitting your protein anyways. So to be taking in, you know, substituting more protein with like powder or whatever mm-hmm. is a great option. Egg whites. We do that a lot.
Egg whites.
Mm-hmm. And do that.
Well, and I think too, what would always get me, like I remember like even hosting, like when I would do Thanksgiving, because I love the food at Thanksgiving. It's very similar to like what our Christmas day is mm-hmm. at my grandma's, but it's like, you know, the stuffing or the dressing and the, you know, all these like very like carby, calorie dense
potato casserole,
anything. So what I used to do, especially like when you're hosting something, is a huge pitfall for me would be that I would have all these leftovers and I would eat it mm-hmm. all of it. So it's almost like if you are going somewhere else, you don't have to take food home with you.
Nope.
It's okay to not take that food home with you. And if you're hosting, make somebody else take it home.
Give it away.
Or go to a shelter.
Yeah. So we've done that for Thanksgiving where I was given 2 turkeys.
Right. And we were like, what on earth? There's no way we're going to eat 2 turkeys.
And so we went and gave one down by the homeless shelter and gave it away.
Right. So I think that it is important. You know, I think we have friends who like, they cannot stand to see food go to waste. And mm-hmm. I understand that. Like there's a lot of hungry people out there, but yeah. So just take some time. You know, in our area, it's not hard to find, unfortunately, homeless people. So, you know, but if you're, I don't know, I'm sure you could find somebody that would take it. I mean, don't, you know, bring them their food that looks like you're scraping it off your plates. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's a huge problem too, because if I end up with all the food at the house, I'm just like picking at everything.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Like you said, eating it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show. We have a new tradition. We started not too many years ago, but it was like to kind of start something new with all of my mom's grandkids.
Uh-huh.
So we do Christmas Eve at my parents' house, and Santa does a drive-by and drops off. I'm not kidding.
I'm thinking like drive-by, like
does a drive-by,
right?
Drops off this big bag of presents. Okay. And it's got like balloons attached to it. It's really cute. And we always like kind of plan it as the adults and the kids, you know, the dogs kind of, someone will go, I think I heard something outside. And all the kids are like, they run out front and there's this big bag and the kids bring it in. And it's every kid has a couple presents in there. They get their Christmas pajamas. So we always got Christmas jams too. Uh-huh.
Joey's fiance's family does that.
So Christmas pajamas. And another one is usually a new book.
Oh, that's cute.
For all the kids. And it's usually like maybe a Christmas book or something like that. So we do that.
That's very
the
cute.
Night, the night before.
So wait, Santa comes, brings presents during the day and then comes back and leads them into their room in the morning.
Our Christmas Eve is usually is more at nighttime.
Oh, okay.
So we do like dinner and then the kids usually all get into their Christmas pajamas and they kind of go home and like go to bed.
Oh, got it.
So he does a quick drive by. It's dark out, so no one else like feels, you know, bad. They're
gonna be like, Santa comes by, brings some presents. We invite him in for some Christmas dinner. We hang out.
Oh, hey, Santa.
Hey, Santa.
It's been a long year. Welcome back, buddy. Yeah, and then he comes back in the morning.
That's cute. But yeah, so we wanted to also talk about some of the stuff that we like.
Yeah, and we were thinking
like for stocking stuffers.
Yep.
But then I was like, I was going through my bathroom, and I was like, I don't really have a lot of stuff.
Well, you don't wear a lot of stuff. If we're going to talk about like makeup.
Yeah, not really. I do have like some go-tos that I absolutely cannot live without.
Okay.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah, do yours first.
Okay. First of all, I've talked about this before. It's the Color Science Tint Du Soleil.
Yeah, I use this. And I use
that
too.
Yeah, it's the SPF. I got our friend Anita using it too. It is a sunscreen that is, it's not greasy. So like you could put your makeup over it. Mm-hmm. It has some tint to it and it has like decent tint so that like you could just wear this by itself if you mm-hmm. were like, you know, it'll cover some stuff. I mean, I've got some gnarly spots that I still have to use concealer on, but yeah, so I love this stuff. Can't live without it.
Show the camera.
Show the camera.
If you're watching.
If you're watching. It looks like this.
In Color Science, they have a bunch of good products.
I know. That's
like the staple.
I love that one. And then also Color Science. Mm-hmm. And this is a Color Science Lip Shine. This is like a pinkish, like a pink color. I do not have my glasses on, so I can't see. I think it just says pink.
Pink?
Mm-hmm.
SPF.
Yeah, but it also has SPF. So that's another thing that I'm realizing I wish I would have started a lot younger is wearing something with SPF for my lips because now I've got all these like lovely little wrinkles in them.
And Color Science that's like the thing. They have SPF in all their products.
And everything. And it's great. It's like a 35 or something. It's not like a 15. And then I always have bloodshot eyes.
Constantly.
I constantly have eye issues.
Constantly.
I'm sure Brooke is so sick and tired. I mean, like when we travel, if I go anywhere that's like dry or anything, I'm literally saying it every 10 minutes. Like, oh, I need my eye drops. Oh, I need my eye drops. Oh my God, my eyes are so red. Oh my God, my eye drops. So
it's bad when she doesn't realize she doesn't have enough and we've got to like try and find a place.
It just looks like I'm completely stoned all the time. No, but I started using this Lumify. I know everyone's like, for a stocking stuffer? I tell you what, this stuff's pretty awesome. And for somebody like me who has, I probably need them right now, but for somebody like me who has very stubborn eyeballs, it has worked. I have to put it in longer, like more often than it like says to, but I really like it. And I was also told that they stumbled upon it when they were using something for like glaucoma or something, and they stumbled upon this ingredient or something that actually makes your eyes white.
It's like that. I hear that a lot. Some of these products that come out, it's like
Botox.
I was actually using it. It was in like studies for this.
For
and
migraines.
Then we noticed it was working for this.
Right. And then for any of you who have saggy ball eye skin, like myself, with wrinkles.
Those are some old balls.
Got some old balls under there. I really like this. It's the Dermalogica. It's Hydra Blur Primer. There it is. And it actually, like when I put my makeup on, because I get makeup like kind of like collected in my little wrinkles, it really helps with that. So it kind of like helps smooth it over. It kind of primes it before I put all my concealers on.
And Dermalogica has a tinted primer too. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for something else.
It comes
it's not
in,
the
it,
Hydra Blur, but yeah.
It's no, not no, the Hydra Blur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they do have a bunch about. Of good products
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. Oh, okay. This stuff. And I have to be honest, I just bought this, but Ruby did my makeup and she applied it in a certain way, which I don't know how. I think it was with a sponge, with like the wet sponge. Like she got it a little bit wet. She put this on my under eye. It's the Laura Mercier, like translucent something. Anyway, she put it underneath my eyes. It's not working right now. So if you're looking at me and you're like, that doesn't work.
Wow. I'm not going to
I'm not going to use that. Well, I couldn't get it on correctly. So she has to teach me how to do it. But she put this on my under eye. And since I have so much darkness under there, it like completely, it almost has like this, what do you call that? Like when it's not shiny.
Highlight?
It's like almost like highlightish under there. So it like really helps with like that darkness under there, under your eyes. And then I didn't put this on either today. I should have just done that. And then Brooke and I, one time I forgot my concealer and I picked this up in Whole Foods of all places.
Yeah. It was just like you didn't expect it to good. Work.
I just literally just picked it up and it's become like my favorite thing.
And not
I'm
because
I'm like trying to look at myself in the mirror right now. Yeah. Not, I definitely have dark
circles.
She
didn't expect it to work. Not because it was from Whole Foods. No. It was just like such a,
yeah. I just bought it on a whim.
Yeah. Same moment. Like just run to the drugstore, like run to Walgreens, you know, and they have great makeup.
Yeah. This is a concealer. I can't read it.
Okay. I got it. Warm.
I think that's the color is warm.
Okay. Well, there's another word.
It's like a two color.
Oh. Okay. I'm not going to try and pronounce
don't
it.
Don't try
anymore.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what
concealer
brand it
duo.
Is. What is it?
It's Mineral Fusion.
Oh, okay.
So this is Mineral. Like, this is the makeup brand that they have at Whole Foods.
Yeah. And I really like this stuff.
Yeah. It goes on super smooth. Yep.
Those are my products.
My turn?
Yeah, I mean, because everybody knows, like, then I just use coconut oil.
I know.
On everything else.
All right.
Those were mine. Okay, what's yours?
I brought this, and I know that you use it.
Oh, I do love that stuff.
This is Jane Iredell.
Mm-hmm.
The Beyond Matte. It's a mattifying powder, and it's really great for like on your forehead, on your jawline.
Yeah. I think that I think the mineral makeup's really good if you have dry skin. So like for me, as I've been aging, the mineral makeup works better than some of the other makeups just because it's not so drying.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do is put anything dry looking on wrinkly skin.
Yeah. Under your eyes.
It just makes it worse.
I'm getting into some hair stuff.
Oh,
This is called Olaplex. This is it's called Olaplex Hair Perfector. Repairs and strengthens all hair types. This is fantastic. You kind of put this on and you leave it in. So like I'll put it on at nighttime, then wash my hair in the morning.
Uh-huh. So you wouldn't want to not wash it out before you like styled it.
No, you'd want to wash it out.
Okay.
So you just put it on your dry hair, on the ends. So I'll put it like through the ends of my hair. I have certain areas where like, I feel like my hair is almost more dry than other, like up on my cowlick.
Uh-huh.
So.
Up on your cat's butthole.
On my butthole. I put this on my butthole. Really fantastic. I actually am almost running out.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Olaplex has other products too. They have one that is, I guess, smoothing that you put on out of the shower before you blow dry your hair. And I think it's really great for, and also both of these, especially the one that you don't wash out, you don't need a lot. I've definitely done it when I was first learning how to use it and put too much in my hair. Oh, and then your hair feels all shitty when you're drying it. But the smoothing one, it kind of smooths the hair cuticle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the like split shaft. Ends and things like that. This shampoo and conditioner is what I use. It is called Isles Formula.
Oh.
Honestly, I don't really know much about.
Where did you get it? Did you get it from your hairstylist?
Yeah. So I got this from Chrissy, who does my hair. It's her like favorite kind that she wants girls to use like on their extensions too. But really great for your hair. Smells really wonderful.
Let me smell it.
Okay. The conditioner is fantastic. run this through the ends of your hair, and they actually, it comes with, if you buy it in the pack and you get the size for the two, it comes with this comb.
Oh.
And they want you to comb it through, the conditioner through. And I have not used the comb, and I've used it, and it actually makes a really big difference.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, once you're combing it, you're probably getting it. Like, cause when I wash my hair, like I try to put like a lot of conditioner, but I feel like it's just on the top of whatever I've touched, you know?
So and you know, I've definitely heard too, like to have like volume in your hair, you don't want to put conditioner on like the top of your hair.
Oh.
So you want to like run it through the ends.
Uh-huh.
But I will still like, just because,
because you have that
my
short hair
kind of dry, I'll put, kind of put it everywhere. But what's nice about this shampoo and conditioner, it's not super heavy. So if you get like that really heavy, conditioner or shampoos, some of them I find that I think are doing a better job.
Mm-hmm.
It's because like the shampoo really gets soapy and like bubbly or whatever. Mm-hmm. What's the right word for that?
Lathered. A lot of lather.
But sometimes the reason those are so lathered, it's because of other added things that are in the shampoo. So it's actually not great for your hair.
Got it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's how I wash my
hair. I'm gonna try this.
Self-promotion. Athea Skincare. These are their ultra hydrating detox masks. I travel with these. What's great, when you get them in the box, they come in their single packs.
Mm-hmm.
So I can throw them in my carry-on or throw them when I'm traveling.
What I really liked about it too is that there's so much stuff in there. Mm-hmm. You can almost
reuse it.
Or just like save what's in the package and kind of throw it on later.
So the mask is, it's a biocellulose sheet mask, and it's made from like coconut.
No wonder I like it.
And it smells really good.
Yeah,
you love everything coconut.
I do.
Really great for traveling. I am always amazed by how much better my skin looks when I'm really dry by using it one time. For example, when I went and climbed Mount Hood, and I had done the couple nights, I had the
all that wind,
the hiking
and
on like
cold.
The Pacific Crest Trail. We came down off the mountain, and my skin was like windburned and so dry. And in the car, because we had a long car ride, I laid in the back and put one on. And when I took it off, it was night and day difference of how much better my skin looked. And I had been breaking out too. Like it was super dry. I was breaking out. And even with little blemishes, it didn't matter. My skin was way more moisturized and glowing and looked a whole lot better. And without any makeup on, it's good stuff. With that, Athea has great, this one is the nighttime cream.
I need a good nighttime.
Night cream has retinol in it, but not so much that you can only use it, like that you need to only use it for
like certain nights, right?
Yeah. You can use it daily. Moisturizing smells great. Also, we have, well, this is the new product, but they have a moisturizer, an eye cream, and they have a eyelash growth serum
that I'll
put on my eyebrows too. And this one is the new, this is the daily cleanser, but we just launched a clay.
Oh, a mask?
Yeah, it's like a mask, but you can also just use it just for as a cleanser too.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a clay mask, and I can't remember what it's called, but like when it gets wet, it kind of like bubbles or like foams, it's like something that's in it's like working at like the.
Yeah.
Anyways, it comes on, it goes on, smells like coconut. You'll love it.
I love it.
And you can leave it on and wear it as a mask and then wash it off, or you can just use it as a cleanser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'm not done. I'm almost done. Another hair product. Bumble and Bumble hair powder.
Oh, I've used that.
This is great for you guys that you work out a lot.
If you're oily.
Yeah, if you're oily or you've been sweaty. I like to put it in my hair, like around my face, up in the roots, like on the top of my head to have volume.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do it when we're going to go out. Like if you're going to get ready and go to dinner and like go to a bar or something with friends, it's a great way to make sure your hair looks pretty good all night. My hair always like starts looking good. And then if I don't have something in it like this,
just flat.
I sweat.
Goes flat.
Yeah, I sweat. So hair powder. And I like the Bumble and Bumble. There's a lot of different brands out there you can try. And now some makeup stuff. This is my new favorite.
Ooh, what is it?
This is Dior Air Flash Spray Foundation.
What?
Yes. Water resistant, 12-hour wear. It's
supposed to give like airbrush
aerosol.
Finish? Shut up.
Yes. And
you spray your, like,
no,
just close
I,
your
I
eyes?
No, I spray it on my brush and then I apply it. But I don't wear very much of it. It gives a really great smooth coverage without ever looking like you have too much on.
Right. Cake face. Let me see.
Yeah. It's my new all-time favorite. It actually bums me out. Like me and John, we just went down to LA and I did a carry-on bag.
Uh-huh.
And
did they take it?
I didn't take it. Oh. Just at the off chance that I would have. It should be okay, but I was like get nervous when I first bought it. It was so funny. I was traveling and I was like, I called my mom. I was like, hey, mom, can you take aerosol cans on the airplane? It's like I knew you could.
Yeah, but for some reason they have to be in under a certain size or something.
It's expensive.
Yeah,
that's for sure the most expensive foundation I've ever bought.
How much is it? Just tell me how much.
So this bottle was $60.
Oh wow!
And I'm obsessed with it.
I mean, if it works,
yeah,
and it depends on like how long it lasts you.
So that's
just like spraying it on your brush.
Yeah, this is something that was used on me. So I was getting my hair done, and they'll usually have a makeup artist in there, and they like do your makeup and stuff like that for photos.
Oh, so this is one of the ones you asked
for. She used it on me. Yeah, and I was like,
did she also spray it on the brush?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she used it on me, and I finally was like, all right, I'm just going to get some to try. I think I was walking through, they have it at Sephora. And it's amazing. Next thing that I am obsessed with, this is from Hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
And it says dim, it's ambient. It's a lighting palette.
Oh, like a highlighter?
Yeah, it has dim light, incandescent light, and radiant light. And the way she used it, I got it from Nordstrom. They also have this brand at Sephora. She just took the big brush and just goes up and down on all the colors and just kind of runs it on like your cheek and then over your forehead.
Let me see it.
Yeah, open it. That's a must have. Yes.
And you went over all three of the colors?
All three. And then there's one that's a little bit darker. Uh-huh. So you can kind of like just use that one and like put it on for highlighting for your cheeks. Yeah. For like kind of bronzer.
Mm-hmm. I know Ruby was trying to teach me about all the highlighting. She said it's very important.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm not great at doing makeup.
Neither am I.
And that's why, too, it's like I'll try new things, and every time someone does my makeup, it's like, all right, what did you use?
Right.
And how did you use it?
So how much was this?
I don't remember.
I remember.
Way more reasonable. The Dior Air Flash foundation is by far the most expensive thing I bought for my face, but I really like it. And before that, I was just using Tarte. It's like a liquid foundation. I just put it on with my, like the little sponge thing. Mm-hmm. And I like that too. And you don't need a lot of that. I don't remember what it's called, but it's water-based.
Mm-hmm.
And stays on usually, you know, pretty good all day. This though, you spray it on your brush. You don't need very much. And it's immediately almost kind of like a matte finish.
Oh, okay.
Like it's not really thick. It's not really, and it kind of like dries pretty quick.
And it doesn't like get streaky.
No.
I'm going to try it.
And then eyebrows. I've been using just the Benefit, this little eyebrow guy. It's like a little brush. And I usually will just put that on. I've had my eyebrows microbladed, but I need to get them touched up.
Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, and my eyebrows are, I'm blonde and I like having darker brows. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I haven't done it in a long time though, is I'll get my brows tinted and then I can use something like this just to like give them some shape, mm-hmm. right? So like kind of they stay where you put them.
Yeah.
But I've just been using that. And then I have eyebrow.
It's called Gimme Brow.
Gimme Brow. Those
that, yeah.
And they have like different shades of brown to light, dark to light. And I'll usually use this and then go over with like a brow pencil just for, because I haven't had my microblading touched up in a long time.
I need mine done.
Just to like create, like fill in some gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, I bought this to try. I was, oh shoot.
What?
My headphones came out. I was at Ulta and all the Kardashians have all their makeup and they're queens of, they're really great magicians.
I know what you're saying.
Contouring. Do you know how to contour?
I do not.
Oh, you don't even contour.
I've watched YouTube videos to contour in the wrong spot.
I've watched YouTube videos trying to learn how to contour and I've like bought stuff to do it and I always mess it up. I'm like, I don't get it. I'll see people either. Do these makeup tutorials and even just like quick videos and they put like, I feel like it's a lot of color. It's like really dark and then light and they have like all this shit on their face. And then they just take this sponge and they just like pat it all together. I've done that. It never works for me.
No, it doesn't work for me either.
But but I like. I just end up looking
like I'm trying to like be in that show Cats. Like I just have a completely different face. Like it's not human.
This is like it came in. It's like a contour pack. It came with two, and one has like a one side is more of like a highlighter. Has like that pearly kind of look, and it's light.
Okay.
And then it's a little bit darker. So on this one, it's just the contour, and on one side it's light, and it has one.
Oh, it's got like a little wand on each side.
It has two.
Okay.
And so one's a little bit darker than the other side. You pull that off. Mm-hmm. And it's just this stick. And so what I'll do with this.
Now, where do you put it?
I will do a little line on like my cheek, uh-huh. and now I'll just use this as bronzer. So I'll just put a little line on my cheek, and then I'll take my brush and just kind of like fill that in. So it's like it gives you a little bit of contour, I guess. I mean, for me, it like I have high cheekbones and like big cheeks, and it kind of just like gives a little bit more definition,
more angular.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
And then I'll put a little bit on the side of my nose, and that's it.
Huh.
But people, when I've like watched tutorials for contouring, they like. They put it on their nose. They put it on their chin. They, like, they have like different shades on their side, and they do it up on their forehead. But every time I've gotten a little bit daring with like where I'm going to try and do it, it always goes bad. So I've resorted to just a little bit for bronzer. So I just use that for bronzer, and then I follow it up with that highlight palette, and that's it.
Well, there you go.
Those are my things.
Those are the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, those are the tricks. But yeah, these are the things that I've found that I like the best and that I always want to have available. I'm not a queen of makeup. I don't know how to do it. I know how to do it enough to like go in public.
I just make myself look halfway decent.
Yeah. But I always
do a pretty good job.
And like right now I don't have any, I bought some false lashes to try.
Right. Oh yeah. Cause all your lashes came off.
Because I've always had eyelash extensions because it's just easier for me. I don't wear mascara. I don't have like running mascara at the gym. But I've just been traveling and I hadn't got them done. And so right now I don't have any on. But it's also the first time probably ever that I actually don't hate myself when I don't have any lashes on.
Right.
Or mascara on because I have really blonde eyelashes.
Well, you came to the gym. She came to the gym and I was like, I hadn't seen her. Since you'd been gone and I'm like looking at you and I'm trying to like figure out what is different. Like I was like, she looks different, but I can't figure out what it is.
You said to me, you were like, you look really different. I was like, oh, I don't have any eyelashes.
I was like, that's what it is. You've had like eyelash extensions for so long. It's really hard to look at yourself after having eyelash extensions and then having, well, like mine, where I had to like grow them back for over a year. Yep. Remember how short they were?
They were so short.
They were so bad. They're just finally starting to like get longer.
Like Gina wanted to do, she had done eyelash, like the individuals extensions, but she's like super allergic to the glue.
Yeah. Yeah. And then remember I tried it out again last Christmas.
Yep.
Cause I was like, oh, you know what?
I'll try one more time.
Yeah. I'm just going to try it one more time. You know, they have glue that's like way better. I literally woke up the next day with my eyes like glued shut. They were so bad. And I was supposed to go to like my grandma's 95th birthday party and they were doing family photos. And I'm just over there like, oh my God. Like my eye, I looked like I had a really bad case of poison oak. And then my eyelids peeled like four times. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was the worst. I'm just going to live without eyelashes.
She grew them out. They look great.
They're getting better.
But yeah, I mean, I'm trying these false lashes just because I like being able to, you know, if you're going to like
your eyes go more open.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm trying them to see if I like them enough to maybe just not put extensions on here and there, and then just put them on if I'm going to like go to dinner or something and then just wear mascara like a normal person any other time.
I know. Hey, and you know what? It saves you a lot of money not doing those.
Yep.
It's expensive. It's like another thing to keep up. So,
well, it was pretty affordable for me for years. And then she upped her price and I was like,
I don't need them.
And there was times where like, I didn't get them filled. And I was like, fuck, I got to get them filled.
Well, it's like when you're like down to like one or two.
Yeah, I had that.
I know.
I wanted to pull them out so bad, but I'm like, I can't get rid of, I'm like, I don't have any lashes. I only have these two.
Get rid of the ones I have.
Might as well just try and use those guys to, oh, am I boring you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm yawning. I'm really tired. I didn't sleep well.
No?
I know. We've talked about that a million times.
I didn't either.
I didn't sleep well at all. So yeah, I'm a little tore back right now. I always say tore back and it sounds like, never mind. It sounds like sexual or something.
Yeah, like
tore back.
What does my mom What does my mom say?
What does your mom say?
She would say,
wait, what?
I say my mom because this is definitely where I heard this saying, but have you rode hard and hung up wet?
Oh yeah. No, I've heard it. Rode hard, put away wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Torn back.
That's not what,
same, same.
That's not what I meant.
Same, same.
I got rode hard last night. I love that I told Katie, we were on a group text and I convinced Katie that I was on a date. And then Brooke, like, it was like, she was so mad. She's like, are we even really best friends? If I don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah. And then I texted her directly and I was like, spill the beans, bitch. And she writes back, she goes, I'm just home on the couch. I just like saying stuff like that to Katie sometimes. make her think
I'm on a date.
And then sadly I'm not dating. I was like Housewives.
I'm actually in my robe. I'm on my robe sitting on the couch watching a scary movie.
Drinking a Coors by myself.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, all right, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, and happy holidays.
Yeah.
You're not a Christmas celebrator.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
What's another one?
I don't know.
Kwanzaa.
Happy
whatever it is.
Holidays
have a great,
pretty much covers
have great,
the
have a great end of your December and yeah, and
we're going to come back for New Year's Eve and go over some of the resolutions. Some people had written in about some of their resolutions that they wanted to do.
And so we're going to talk about that next week.
We're going to talk about that.
So we're going
to
go and
I have to come up with something that I know that I probably will never follow through with. I'm like the worst New Year's resolution person.
What is those habits on our habit episode? You can really actually try and do some of those.
Oh, yeah. What was it? I'm just supposed to get up early and then just put shoes on?
Yeah. Go for a walk.
Okay. Maybe I'll try to go for a walk.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Remember
to
rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we'll talk to you
next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.